We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
I'm Craig Scheman with Pete Shepherd. Scheman and Shepherd, 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app. If you are just joining us on this Tuesday, Tiger Woods in a horrific single car accident in Southern California where the jaws of life were needed to get him out of the front window and then airlifted to a hospital in Southern California. As far as we know, he is still undergoing surgery, multiple leg injuries. However, the good news is, from everything we've been told, it is non-life-threatening, but they're just now getting his car on the crane and trying to tow it back onto the side of the road so they can drag it away.
Do you want to hear from Michael Eaves again? I don't know if this is anything new.
Let's do it. We've been piggybacking ESPN TV today. Yeah. Michael Eaves, let's check in and see what he has to say. Again, if you're just tuning in, getting off work, here's the latest.
As just reported, he said that he was alert, he was conscious of what was going on, but that the leg injuries that he experienced were significant. And the conversation from paramedics at the scene going to the hospital was that there was potential that Tiger had suffered two broken legs. But again, he was conscious at the time of the accident in terms of whether to get him out of the car, but the leg injuries were significant, which led him to having surgery.
Just looking at these pictures, is it your understanding that, and we don't know what happened, but something happened to the point where this car actually crossed a median and then the bottom of the car hit that median and rolled onto the other side?
Hannah, from what I've seen from the video, I can't tell if it went on the other side of the median. I cannot determine that from what I have seen. But it is a significant distance off the road itself, which would lend to what the police were believing, that the car was traveling at a high rate of speed, or at least speeding for the posted speed limit in that area at the time of the accident.
Again, we're looking at live pictures. We just heard Marcy Gonzalez with a very thorough report. A couple of the highlights of that, they are not investigating this at this point as a possible DUI. And we're looking at the movement of the car. These are cars that are often given to VIPs at golf tournaments. This car is an SUV, which was on loan from the Genesis Invitational. And Tiger Woods had been staying in the area. He had done an interview with Jim Nance on Sunday about potentially whether or not he would be able to compete in the Masters after his fifth back surgery. And Michael, he seemed very, very uncertain about that at the time. But again, staying in the area to take care of some business, play golf with some friends. And, you know, what are we seeing now? What more information can you give us physically about this area?
Again, this area is just south of LAX airport there in Los Angeles, and you heard the report previously saying that with the luggage seen in the car, there is a chance that Tiger could have been going to the airport. Now, this accident scene is about 4 miles, Hannah, from Rolling Hills Country Club, where Tiger was on the golf course yesterday with Dwayne Wade and David Spade. There's another golf course in the area that Tiger has used for several years when he's hosted corporate events and things of that nature for practice session. And that was a course that I played on a regular basis when I lived in Los Angeles. So a lot of golf is played in this Rancho Palos Verdes area. So for him to be up that early on his way to the golf course or maybe to the airport, what have you, it makes a lot of sense that that could be happening where Tiger was in that particular area at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Michael Eaves, thank you. We appreciate your reporting. We appreciate your insight. Tiger Woods in a single car crash, and again, the injuries not believed to be life-threatening.
All right, that was a good report. You got the gist of what has happened here today. And this, we found out about it. Actually, I got to tell you, Pete saw it like 7 seconds after it came out, and even before ESPN, even before CNN, anybody else went live. This is what we were doing today. Shortly after we came on the air at 2 o'clock, and then everybody obviously went national with it. So we've been pretty much nonstop with this throughout the day. We've got all the information. Real quick, let's do a Sports Center rundown with other things going on, and then we'll continue this conversation. So, Rick, let's fire up the. Oops, let's fire up the old rundown. We'll give you some other headlines. All right, here we go. All right, outside of Tiger Woods in the headlines today, Disney, ESPN, Monday Night Football, and the NFL about $1 billion apart, fighting over rights fees as they continue. We'll get some college basketball tonight. A top 25 matchup between number 17 Kansas and number 14 Texas. We'll have that game part of a doubleheader starting at 6:30. We'll have the Florida Gators taking on Auburn to get you started with your basketball here tonight. Sheeman and Shepherd here on 99.3 ESPN.
We had, you know, our plan for the day had a couple of college basketball, big time nuggets we're going to do, some college football, interesting stuff. I had a feature on what transfers this year were going to make the biggest impact that I thought you guys would like. But that's all going on hold. Tomorrow's show is probably going to be a lot more Tiger. Hopefully it'll be more positive news. But as you just heard Michael, you know, Eve say there, it's, you know, both legs are seriously injured. That's there's no question about that. And we just have to, hopefully, they're not life-threatening injuries. But and you hope he can recover from it.
I mean, he's lucky the car didn't catch on fire because he wouldn't have been able to get out. I mean, there's a lot of luck here that he's still alive.
That's a good point because it landed on the driver's side.
Yeah. So again, jaws of life came in, cut out the front windshield, then got him out. Then they airlifted him. We have since learned it is the Harbor UCLA Medical Center, which is about four blocks away.
The SUV was on loan from the Genesis Invitational, which is not surprising, and. You know, he was supposedly going back to do some more of that, footage for the Golf Channel and Golf Digest.
And also had suitcases or luggage in the car, which was strewn behind the car. So who knows? Again, this is near the Genesis, the Rolling Hills Country Club. This is near LAX. All this is in this area. He could have been going to any of this at any particular point. Let's get some more reaction. Justin Thomas was out the doing a press conference earlier today, and I think that's when the news kind of broke with everybody.
It was, and here's Justin Thomas.
You know, it hurts to see one of your, I mean, now my closest friends, you know, get in an accident, and man, I just hope he's all right. Just worry for his kids, you know, I'm sure they're struggling.
That's Justin Thomas. And then, you know, it's and O.J. Simpson had something to say about Tiger.
And we hesitated to play this because we usually goof on O.J., but he says something in the middle of this that I think is interesting because you brought it up earlier, and we'll explore that further. Okay. All right, here is O.J. on Twitter earlier today.
Hey, Twitter world. Like most people, I've been watching the coverage of Tiger Woods and his accident. Of course, all our prayers are going, you know, to him and his family. You know, Sunday, watching the Genesis Open and watching Tiger be interviewed, my daughter was in the kitchen, and she said, "Dad, Tiger doesn't look good." I said, "Well, he may be on some medication because he just had another back surgery." And, you know, I at one point had a little sciatic problem, and trust me, I was living on pain medication. There's nothing fun about it, and with the many back surgeries he had, I just assumed he was on some medication. I don't know what that has to do with this. I do know this. After this last surgery, I'm a little surprised that the people around him, his manager and people close to him, would even have him drive in. They, especially if he's on some pain medication, they should have had a driver for him. I don't know if he was going to the airport. I see all that luggage or going to finish the commercial. They say he was going to shoot. All I know is he's Tiger Woods. And I really want to see him play again. And from what I understand, he's having leg surgery now. That, along with the back, makes it a long shot. But you will never count this man out. In any event, prayers are with you, Tiger.
All right.
All right, and again, he brought up a lot of things that lot of commentators have said he did not look well when he was being interviewed by Jim Nantz at Riviera on Sunday. Face was very swollen and puffy looking, and then Pete, if why is a guy like Tiger Woods not have a driver?
I don't know. Chantel McCabe brings it up as well. She covers a lot of sports, and she says that's why the media shouldn't rush to get it to get info on the air. Small details, but speculate. For example, saying he could have been on his way to the airport. He wasn't, as we've already told you from Golf Digest. He was in good spirits on Monday, but did not arrive to the course for the second day of shooting, which you told you about an hour ago. He was supposed to go back for more footage. Flesh-eating bacteria is probably going with what Hannah Storm was saying to Michael Eaves earlier. She said it wasn't being investigated as a DUI. Well, I mean, yet I'm sure they got blood work and all that stuff that they probably have done, if not already, are going to do. So that stuff about whatever medication or mix, whatever it was, well, that'll come to fruition.
It'll be a toxicology. Yeah, yeah.
But it's not going to determine that at the scene right there, unless he had open bottles of liquor all over the place, which he didn't.
No,
you know,
no.
But this car that's finally upright, well, it's hanging on the
tow truck is.
My goodness, it is absolutely the front is just totally destroyed.
Yeah, and keep in mind some of this destruction was done to cut him out of the car.
Yeah, yes.
Both airbags are seen there through the open front windshield. And the front where the front license plate in California and the lights and all and the engine all just torn through.
Fresh in Naples, do we think his injuries could be Alex Smith-like or, God forbid, amputation? He's been in surgery a long time. Yeah, I mean,
everything's possible.
Everything crosses your mind. Take this for what you. The only thing we know is that both legs have serious injuries. That's what we know.
Yep. And as far as all the reports are, he is still in surgery. I'm.
Yeah.
That's a long day being in surgery. Again, this accident would have happened about a quarter after 10 our time here in Florida, and here it is a quarter after 5. So that's 7 hours. Well, I mean, whatever time it took him to get to the hospital, et cetera, et cetera.
And we found out about it right about 3:06.
Oh, it was in the 2 o'clock hour.
Was it the 2 o'clock hour?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was like, almost. Okay, I'm looking at when I retweeted some of this stuff.
I think we had just, it was the end of our first segment, I
okay.
think. That we were
talking
about.
You're right. It was closer to 2:30, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Okay.
So we were jumping on it, and it's been the story of the day.
Press conference coming up at 6 o'clock. I'm hoping that our friends in Bristol will carry it live with Golic Jr. and Shanae.
Yeah.
I hope to God that they do.
Yeah, they should.
Again, it's the L.A. Not the L.A., the L.A. County Sheriff Department holding a press conference about it. As you said, he was conscious, and then you heard Eve say the same thing. He was conscious at the time. They were examining the curb and the median near the crash. The accident happened is notorious for speeding cars. Northbound lane there, the one where Tiger was driving, comes down a very steep decline. And Michael Eve saying, in fact, the street also contains some sand-filled bailout areas for runaway vehicles. And then we find out that somebody tried to assist Tiger and somebody hit the car coming over the hill. But incredibly, it was just a minor traffic accident with no injuries.
And that had all been cleared out by the time we had the helicopter cameras hovering over watching all this stuff. And again, my observation as this has kind of developed throughout the day, where the accident started and where he went across the median apparently, and then where he ended up, two things come to mind. He had to have been traveling at a high rate of speed, even through the end of the accident where the car finally rested on its side, turned around. And I told you, I said, where are the long stretches of skid marks for somebody trying to jam on the brakes and stop this thing? They're not there. They're not there.
Even from what we saw, even on the median, it didn't seem like it was there. All you saw that was left was the rolling hills sign, a pretty big sign, just what was left of part of a post that was
driven
cut in half. And again, Michael Eve said, local police source said Tiger's car was traveling at a fairly high rate of speed at the time of the accident. Police are looking at nearby camera footage to see if a car or something else pulled out in front of him.
Yeah. And I don't know, and I'm not a mechanic. I don't know about anti-lock brakes and skid, but I know that usually at a scene of an accident, there's skid marks at some point, and they're just, there's some little tire markings before the median, And then after the median, there's a looks like a C-shaped skid mark or piece of debris. It's such an odd shape and a perfect half circle that I can't believe that that's the skid mark. But it's black. That's why.
Lieutenant Michael White said it's a steep grade where you could pick up substantial speed.
So I imagine, and again, residential homes and swimming pools on both sides of the road. I imagine that these neighbors have heard an accident or two in their day. 19 points says a blown tire could cause an issue with no skid marks. I guess that's a possibility. Everything's possible at this point.
Yeah.
So.
We don't know. Something darted out in front of them.
Yeah.
Don't know. Another car got in his way and speeded away. Don't know. But one thing that seems pretty evident is he was speeding.
Yeah.
According to Michael Leaves, it said Tiger Woods was going at a substantial rate of speed.
Yep. So, delusional Harbaugh also saying no skid marks with anti-lock brakes. I know anti-lock brakes, they pump, but still, at some point.
And plus, all the contraptions that are on these new vehicles, they have all these safety devices, right, that if you're about to hit something or will the brakes lock or stop automatically, you've seen it on all these gadgets to the rear of this car. I mean, I don't know exactly, if something would have locked up the brakes or not. But as you said, it certainly didn't seem that way.
And from what we could tell, and again, we don't know this, because we do know he was going northbound on Hawthorne Boulevard. And so from what we could tell, it looked like he was in, the northbound lane. I don't know if it was the right or the left. There's two lanes on each side. He then crossed the median, blew through this wooden post sign that I think it said Rolling Hills Estates.
Yeah.
And then crossed over the other two, which I presume would be the southbound lanes, over the curb, past what looks like a utility pole. Thank God he didn't hit it. Looks like he drove right by it. Through scrub brush and trees. And then at some point, I don't know how many times he rolled or flipped, but the nose of the car is facing the direction he came from, and it was on the driver's side at that point. Both airbags deployed.
Yep.
And that's all we could really tell you right now as far as describing the scene. You're gonna see this video on your phones, your gadgets, or on the news tonight, and you're going to go, wow. You're going to be surprised he's alive.
And then we might see the actual I get the feeling, Craig, by tomorrow afternoon, we'll probably see some of the footage from the local cameras, right, that the police are trying to gather right now. They're going to be able to figure this out. And this is the footage that TMZ always seems to get before everybody.
Yeah, I'm looking. And, again, this was there might be a camera at the corner of he was near a corner of an intersection or a T-shaped intersection. It wasn't it wasn't a true intersection. I don't know if there's gonna be a camera there or not. I'm sure they're in the area. I know there's a little baseball park nearby, but maybe they're. I don't know. It seems like in the middle stretch here of this residential road, of two lanes in each way. I don't know if there might be a camera at the next intersection looking back, but I don't know. Very interesting.
Yeah, I just think in this day and age, there's not much you can do without being filmed.
Yeah.
Say it all the time.
Yeah.
So we may not get the entire footage, but I bet you there's a big chunk of it that's out there that they're going through. I'm sure they're collecting, camera angles right now and footage, whatever they can.
Tell you what, a friend of the program, Bob Herrig, their senior golf writing, is back on the air. He was on a couple hours ago. Let's see if he has some new information here on ESPN.
Have a normal 45-year-old body, considering what he has put himself through physically.
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, he's, really going back to 2013-14 time frame, 7 or 8 years. It's been one thing or another with the back, and then he had an arthroscopic knee surgery in 2019 in August of that year that he actually came back from, and won his first tournament back. And had a great fall of 2019, but then really all of last year seemingly kind of suffering again. And, it's been the word I would say is frustrating. I think, you know, Tiger has just been frustrated at the inability to be healthy enough to perform, because when he's healthy, he still performs great. You know, at the President's Cup last year, the end of 2019, at the Zozo that he won, the Hero World Challenge where he finished fourth, you know, he was as good as anybody there. And obviously he fell off of that in 2020, never was completely forthcoming about how he felt, but we all knew that something wasn't quite right, that the back was bothering him, he was stiff. You know, he could, you know, or maybe he couldn't practice like he needed to, and it showed in this game.
We just heard from Justin Thomas minutes ago, one of Wood's friends on the PGA Tour. He said, quote, "I'm sick to my stomach. You know it hurts to see one of my closest friends get in an accident." What's been the reaction on the tour? Have you talked to anybody about what they see with these images that we are showing right now of the car?
No, I'm not on site where the tournament is. Where Justin Thomas was today in Bradenton. He's the only player I've seen reaction come from. Obviously, there's been social media get well comments, but clearly these guys, you know, especially the younger guys, a guy like Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, Ricky Fowler, they all look up to Tiger. You know, they considered it an honor to get to know him, to get to practice with him, to get to compete against him. They really, really, welcomed him back. It was different than the time 15 years ago when Tiger was more to himself and those guys got tired of him beating them all the time. These guys really wanted him back. And so, but of course, everybody in the golf world is upset by this. Nobody wants to see something like this happen. And they were especially looking forward to him coming back from this back issue and competing again.
Senior golf writer Bob Harrig here on SportsCenter. We do appreciate your perspective, of course, during a day as we try to gather more and more information on Tiger Woods currently undergoing surgery. Anna?
Kevin, we don't know if, in fact, the surgery is still taking place, but we do know that his agent, Mark Steinberg, said a while ago that he's in surgery, thanked people for maintaining their privacy, thanked them for their support. He did say and confirm that Woods suffered multiple leg injuries. He did have to be extracted from that car after emergency personnel responded to a rollover crash at approximately 7:12 a.m. this morning. So you're looking at the Harbor UCLA Medical Center. This is where he was taken by firefighters and emergency personnel after this was called in, and is believed again to either be in surgery now or have undergone surgery over the last few hours. He was already rehabbing from that back procedure on December 23rd, was in the area for a PGA Tour event at Riviera Country Club, the Genesis Invitational, which is run by his foundation. And from the video that we've seen, it appears that he hit a curb, took out a sign, luggage could be seen out of the vehicle, but there is no known cause of the vehicle. We do know, though, a reporter from ABC News saying that it is not being investigated as a possible DUI. As Stephen A. Smith joins us to discuss really this emotional journey that everyone has been on today upon initially hearing of the crash, Stephen A., seeing those horrific pictures and then thinking the worst, but finding out, thankfully, that these are not life-threatening injuries. Can you kind of put in perspective what we learned here over the last couple of hours?
Well, I'm here in Los Angeles, California right now, Hannah, and just driving down the street right before I got the call from SportsCenter, I've heard people screaming like, oh, my God, is Tiger Woods, is he okay? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I got a call from one of the producers that expressed to me that he had been in a car accident. No one knew at the time, you know, how serious it was. You knew it was serious, but you didn't know how serious it was. You didn't know the details. And obviously, because of the year that we've been living in, you saw the passing of Kobe Bryant and the tragic helicopter crash where he lost himself, his daughter, and several others in a helicopter crash. And you start thinking absolutely positively the worst. And then you saw the vehicle and how it tumbled over on the side of the road and what have you, and how you know, they had to what is it, the, you know, Jaws for Life equipment to get him out of his vehicle, and you automatically thought the worst. And then as the hours progressed, all of a sudden you learned that he was in surgery, having his legs operated on. You're hearing reports about two broken legs or things of that nature. But in the end, what I said earlier and what I will reiterate here to you now is this is not a eulogy. He's not being eulogized. And thank God that is the case, because the kind of year that we've come to experience, unfortunately, you anticipate tragedy. You anticipate something fatal. And the fact that this doesn't appear to be that case, you just thank your heavenly father that that's not the case right now. Tiger Woods is alive. Tiger Woods is having surgery on his legs, mm-hmm. which means we will see him again. Whether or not we'll see him on a golf course or not remains to be seen, of course. We'll have to know and learn more details as time goes along. But thank the good Lord, we expect to see him again, that he's in surgery and it's for leg injuries as opposed to something more fatal.
All right, that is Stephen A. Smith. I think he buttoned it up nicely, to be honest with you.
Again, a little bit more. I'm reading another story. Lieutenant Michael White, as we mentioned him all day, from the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, said, you know, not immediately clear what led to the crash. The road where Woods crashed is very, quote, very steep and easy for drivers to pick up speed. And Woods was driving downhill. And according to a law enforcement official who spoke on condition of anonymity because the official was not authorized to speak publicly, Woods suffered compound fractures.
Okay.
And again, does that mean
they broke through the skin? Like
yes.
Alex Smith style?
Yeah. I don't know if that's severe, but that's what it means. The official said Woods had been driving a vehicle made by Genesis, Hyundai's luxury division, and as we know, taken to Harbor UCLA Medical Center.
The car is upright for the first time all day on the side of the road. The big old crane lifted it and dragged it across. And a couple of things. I see officers have pulled out a few of his personal effects, and there's another investigator taking pictures of the inside of the car as we speak. We'll be right back. Tiger Woods, a serious, severe auto accident, single car crash, single person, not believed to be life-threatening, but as far as we know, still in surgery, multiple leg injuries, compound fractures. We'll have more in a moment. Sheeman and Shepard. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepard. It is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Made a lot of changes today. Didn't do our regular features. In case you look, it's 5:30. You guys are getting in your car. You've been at work all day. Maybe you missed the gist of it. Tiger Woods this morning in a bad car accident in Southern California. It was on its side, facing the opposite way. It happened about 7:12 a.m. California time, 10:12 our time. He's reportedly been in surgery ever since. They had to get him out of through the windshield that they popped out. Mixed reports as to where the jaws of life were used or not.
Yeah, they initially, L.A. Police said they initially used the jaws of life, but then they did not. And Bob Harrig was really first to point that out. It really doesn't matter. They popped open the windshield to get him out. That's what they did.
And there wasn't much of the front end of the car to begin with.
No.
And also, he was airlifted four blocks away to Harbor UCLA Medical Center. I have questions. If it's four blocks away, and you need to be airlifted, that could tell you how serious it was as opposed to an ambulance.
We're hearing multiple compound fractures in both legs.
Non-life-threatening.
Yep.
That's the good news. If you see, when you see the footage for the first time, you will maybe wonder, you know, how he lived when you consider that it was high speed. The car was on the driver's side and pointing in the other direction. They have just now dragged the car off the side of the road and onto the street. They took some pictures. They removed some personal effects. Tiger's luggage was strewn about at the wreck site, and now they are dragging it onto a flatbed, getting ready to take it away.
The one thing that, I mean, I'm looking at the tires. When it's on the driver's side, flipped over, the right passenger and the right rear tires are not flat.
Right.
They're intact. And I think the other two tires from this picture looked intact.
Yeah.
Amazingly, too. But and you just heard Michael Leaves, and you heard, it looks like he jumped the curb and then hit the sign, pretty big one, welcome to Rolling Hills Estate.
Yeah.
And then rolled off the other side and flipped and rolled down the hill a little bit.
Almost no skid marks, though.
Yeah.
That's what blows me away. If he was at a high rate of speed, it's like the shrubs and the trees.
Or the sign, too.
And the sign slowed him down.
Because the grill of the front, the license plate was in the middle of the street.
Yep.
Totally off. The whole front end of the car was smashed, the hood of the car.
Yeah.
So it definitely had some kind of big impact on something. I don't know if he bounced off something. Well, but that thing was smushed.
Well, it clearly flipped at some point. That obviously helped it stop. But Grand Poobah, with another point I haven't got to yet today. We know this. You know, his legs were injured. You got to wonder about the status of his back. He was still in healing mode from a back surgery a few weeks ago. Even under the best of circumstances on a car roll, your back is going to get jarred mightily. So, both airbags deployed.
Yeah, and again, if you're just joining us, and we're sorry for being repetitive, redundant, whatever you want to use, but we have a lot of new people that are joining us right now. The other part of this thing, which I find is amazing to me, is that there was a L.A. Sheriff Captain James C. Power also talked about that during all of this, and Bob Herrig was the first to point this out as well, that another car, which had stopped and pulled over to the side of the road to assist Tiger Woods shortly after the accident, was struck by another vehicle coming over the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas said it was a minor traffic accident with no injuries. That's another miracle.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And somebody asked earlier, Craig, they said not to repeat yourself, but it's bearing. Are you familiar with the accident site in L.A.? I know we've gone through this before, but let's go through it again.
Not the specific site, okay? This is, and I lived in L.A. For 10 years. This is south of that. This is south of Santa Monica. This is just south of LAX. Not too far south of LAX. Not too far south of SoFi Stadium, to give you some bearing.
Mm-hmm.
But more into Orange County, kind of parallel to Anaheim. In that area, and I didn't live in that area, even though I went there. But you look, roads in L.A. are notorious for being winding roads, mm-hmm. up and down hills, cliffs over the side. Now, by the way, that wasn't the case. This was in a residential area, but he was in a slightly windy part. Nothing aggressive, nothing. But the height elevation, he was going downhill, picking up speed, according to what we've been able to tell. So that's about the most I could give you about the area.
And he was staying again. He was giving a charity golf. He had stayed in the area to film various outtakes and scenes for Golf TV, a streaming entity, which he has an endorsement deal. So actor David Spade, former NBA star Dwayne Wade, Jada Pinkett Smith was out there as well, posted photos with Tiger on social media from Rolling Hills Country Club. Golf TV and Golf Digest have a collaboration in which Woods was paid to provide content. He was believed to be headed to another session with that group this morning.
And then I'm guessing maybe after that airport, he was going to catch a flight at LAX nearby because his luggage was all over.
And I don't know if he's going, not too far from here to Bradenton. I don't know if he was going to just attend the event or not. I'm assuming not.
I'd assume he's going to go home in Jupiter. And
that's what I'm thinking too. He wasn't playing at WGC,
right? So that's all speculation at this point. And look, I don't want to get too carried away with the speculation, but a lot of people have been talking about today. Number one, we saw him on TV on Sunday doing an interview with Jim Nantz. He didn't look well. He looked puffy. He looked tired. He just had back surgery. Who knows? But he has a history with Ambien and falling asleep at the wheel of a car before. So now you look at this wreck site and there are no skid marks. I mean, these are questions that are going to be asked. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm not trying to suggest something happened that didn't. But these questions will have to be asked.
Or some other medical condition we don't know about. Did he have a seizure of some sort? Even a little one? All it takes is to be distracted a little bit. Well, I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot of questions that are going to be answered, I'm sure, over the next 36 hours.
But all we know now, according to the statement from Mark Steinberg, his agent, he's been in surgery, multiple leg injuries. You saw compound leg fracture.
Yeah, so there are multiple leg fractures.
Then you got to worry about infection, and then I'm sorry, but your mind races to Alex Smith, and I mean, it's just awful. It's just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is he's alive.
He's alive, and it's not life threatening.
Yeah.
As far right now, all the reports are it's not life threatening. Hopefully, it will stay that way.
Yep.
But he's been surgery for a few hours now.
A lot. I presume. Let's see. The accident was at 7:12 a.m. California time. That's 10:12 here. You figure he's at the hospital within a few minutes, maybe under surgery by 11. I mean, he's doing 6 hours.
Well, the accident happened at 7:12. What time did the helicopter get there? 8 o'clock. I mean, you know, it's not like they just snapped their fingers and it's there. It's got to be at least a half hour, right?
Before
somebody even saw him.
Well, I don't know. I presume somebody saw him right away.
Well, somebody did see him and then got hit by a car and that guy was okay.
Well, I got to assume he made the 911 call at that point.
Yeah, I'm assuming
help
still.
Was on the way, but
it takes a few minutes to get there.
It's real easy to do a timeline here, and it seems like he's been in surgery for about 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite a bit. All right, couple of things. We'll obviously have more tomorrow. There is a press conference with the local sheriff there in Southern California at 6 o'clock our time. We are hoping that Golic Jr. and ESPN Radio carry that live. If not, we'll certainly have a lot of it broken down tomorrow on tomorrow's show. A couple of things here. I am going to tell you that tonight, we'll also have some college basketball. The Florida Gators are on at 6:30, taking on Auburn. And that'll be followed by a top 25 matchup between Texas hosting Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm going to lighten the mood a little bit right here. All right? Just to have a little fun, we do have a little giveaway. We'll do it for caller number 9 right now as we go to break, and then we'll have what you got to close out the show. Caller number 9 right now. You get a couple of tickets to the Contender Boats 250 at Homestead Miami Speedway February 27th. All we need is caller number 9-239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Caller number 9, what you got next? Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right. First of all, Rick Church, who was a winner, caller number 9 just a moment ago?
Yeah, congratulations to Dave Horton from Naples.
All right, Dave.
He was caller 9.
Congratulations.
Right, good job.
All right, what a day today was with the Tiger Woods accident, February 23rd. Here's what happened on this day in history. In 1455, the Gutenberg Bible was published. First time movable type was used and revolutionized printing. The Bible leading the way.
Mm.
1954, the first mass inoculation against polio was conducted. We had George Friedrich Handel, born in 1685. Handel's Messiah, one of the nicest pieces of music ever. John Quincy Adams, our sixth president, was born in 1848. In sports history, in 1934, Casey Stengel became the manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers. 1968, Wilt Chamberlain was the first to 25,000 points. And one that is near and dear to me on this day in history, in 1985, Indiana basketball coach Bob Knight threw a chair across the court against Purdue. He was tossed.
On national TV, if I remember, on ESPN. I think we're all watching.
All the above. 1987, Dick Houser retires as the manager of the Royals. He had a brain tumor.
He was a great manager.
Yes, he was. Other birthdays today, 1937, Tom Osborne. Is Tom Osborne still with us? He's getting up there.
He's still with us. Is he still in Congress? Yeah, isn't he?
No. Tom Osborne is... 1937. He's like 80 something. Yeah. He's like 84 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
1943, Fred Biletnikoff was born. Former wide receiver. 1951, Ed Too Tall Jones.
One of my faves of all time.
Yeah, and in 1963, still getting paid, Bobby Bonilla.
God. Amazing.
Pete Shepard, what you got?
Well, Antoine Winfield Jr. wasted no time immortalizing the Bucks' Super Bowl win. Tampa Bay star just got a Lombardi Trophy tat on his arm. Looks great. Rookie safety who bailed out. Balled out, I should say, in Tampa Bay's victory over Kansas City, went under the needle to commemorate the big game this week and showed off the incredible artwork yesterday. It goes from Winfield's wrist up to the start of his bicep, and it features the Bucks emblem, praying hands, and the Super Bowl 55 logo.
Huh.
So,
how about that?
Yep. And coming up in, I'm not giving out any, although I kind of like Florida tonight. I can't believe they're
kind of like them.
Well, they're 2-point underdog. Auburn has lost 5 out of 6. The only team they beat is last place Vanderbilt. But coming off an 0-2 night last night, tough one. Lost one at the buzzer. But hopefully the L.A. County press conference is going to be aired live on this station at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Or shortly right after that when they're ready on with Golic and Shanae.
So, yep.
All right, Junior.
Rick Church, nice job filling in for Chris today.
Thank you.
Any last words from you? We didn't get to hear from you much today.
Well, you know, it's just one of those days. You just never know what to expect when you come in. I did not expect this.
Yes.
I will say that there were a few times the name Alex Smith was mentioned today for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And I found it interesting that just today a story was released by a GQ magazine in which they interviewed Alex Smith. Clay Skipper interviewed Alex Smith. And Alex Smith said, and I quote, referring to the Washington Redskins, after he started talking about coming back, he said, I'm sorry, the Washington football team.
Right.
They never thought I was coming back. When I decided to come back, I definitely threw a wrench in their plans. They didn't see it. They didn't want me there, didn't want me to be a part of it, and didn't want me on the team. The roster didn't want to give me a chance.
Ooh. Wow, and that's a lot different from Ron Rivera.
It was Ron Rivera who championed him to the organization consistently over and over and over to give him a shot. Yeah. But Alex Smith in a new GQ interview saying the Washington football team did not want him to attempt this comeback after that injury.
I didn't either.
We didn't either. Neither did his family. I remember the first night in the rain was against San Francisco. Remember he went down?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that was a difficult game to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. All right, Rick, I know you did doubleheader basketball duty with overtime last night, did the show here today. Are you doing the two games tonight, including
Florida
Gators?
I got another doubleheader tonight, and I'm looking forward to
watching
some college
basketball. Did you pack like a cooler?
I did bring a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a frozen macaroni and cheese dinner.
That's it?
Yes.
Eating light. All right.
That will get me through the night.
Okay.
Ah.
Very good. All right, and you will be back with us Thursday.
That is correct.
Today's Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah. Chris will be here tomorrow. I'll be here Thursday.
We'll keep track.
We'll have all the latest information, obviously, on Tiger Woods, and I'm sure things will develop and we'll find out how he's recovering from surgery in a little bit. And then the press conference coming up from the police department in L.A. at 6 o'clock.
Oh, just think how much more you're going to know tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he'll be out of surgery, hypothetically, and we'll have the sound and we'll have an update on that. So tomorrow. A lot of speculating, a lot of live breaking news as the show went on. Tomorrow we should have some more hardcore facts and be able to wrap our heads around this a little more. And I think tomorrow we'll get back to having some fun. Maybe the features we blew off today, Red Alert and Wiki, and Matt, we'll do that tomorrow.
Fox News real quick reporting, Tiger Woods was running late this morning to do behind-the-scenes teaching lessons with Drew Brees and Justin Herbert.
Oh.
That's a new part of this that Fox News is coming up with right now, per NFL update.
All right. Interesting little piece of information. Okay. So that will do it here for us tonight. Again, doubleheader basketball tonight. Florida Gators, Mick Hubert with call against Auburn, 6:30 airtime here. That's followed by the 14th-ranked Texas Longhorns hosting 17th-ranked Kansas following that. So stay with us. Thanks for listening. For Rick Church, in for Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Thank you for listening. Have yourself a great night, Southwest Florida. Talk to you tomorrow. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.